Islam, the complete religion. Islam, the complete religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome you in our سلسلة Islam the complete religion Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, yes, Islam is complete religion. My dear Sahih brothers, in this silsila, inshallah Azza wa Jal, different topics we try to cover inshallah Azza wa Jal. What Islam say about the character, manners, what the Islam say about the relations, what Islam say about love of Allah Azza wa Jal, what Islam say about backbiting, what Islam say about lying, because it's a perfect and complete religion. So he give us the guideline on every aspect of life. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. But first we listen the blessing of the Durud-e-Paak. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever decides salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What else blessing you will get on the day of judgment when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bless you with a handshake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam is a complete religion. Islam is the religion of sympathy. Islam is the religion of love. Islam is the religion of peace. Islam is the religion of brotherhood. Islam is the religion of fulfilling the needs of others. Islam is the name of feeding hungry people. Islam is the name of providing the clothes who don't have the clothes. And Islam is the name of helping the distressed one. And Islam is the name of alleviating one's hardship. And the Islam is the name including the poor and destitute person or people in your happiness too as well. Subhanallah. It's lots of blessings about the Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have our Muballigh Dawat Islami, Hafiz Kaleem Al-Madani with us, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And today's topic is a manners, character and etiquette. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll cover a few things. Is silsile mein bahut sari cheeze cover karne ki koshish karenge. Lekin there is a misconception about the Islam nowadays in people. Maybe they misunderstood our deen. They only think that the namaz, roza, zakat is only Islam. Because when we say, let's come and talk about Islam, straight away things come in the mind. They're gonna speak about the namaz, roza and zakat. No, my dear Islamers, Islam is a complete religion. He guides us in everything of the life. In Islam, you have one part which is belief. Which you believe, your fundamental of tawheed, risalat, and hereafter about the Quran and all these things in the belief. The second one is your worship, which is namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, and they are compulsory as well. If somebody is not accepting, they are out of the fold of the Islam, they become kafir. If they refuse the farziyat of the namaz, or farziyat of the roza, or farziyat of the zakat, then we have Islam, another part, which is affairs, our day-to-day basis relationship and our marriage life, personal life, ruling of divorce, and our heritage, our businesses, all these things, the Islam also covers these things as well. And then the fourth part is our etiquette, our relations, our manners with the parents, with the neighbors, with the children, with the wife, with the community. And it also mentioned that Islam is another name of Husn-e Akhlaq, the good manners. Yes, my dear Islam brother. One hadith says, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, the heaviest action, the deed will be weight on the scale will be your good manners, your good character, or you can say your good deeds. So my dear Islami brothers, let's start with the Muballigh Dawat Islami, with some Madani Phool. Hafiz Sahab, what do you say about the Islamic point of view, ke relationship, akhlaq, और ये अलग अलग नाम है ना, एक इंग्लिश के अंदर जैसे आप नाम कहते हैं कि मैनर्स, रिलेशन, all these stuff. So, آپ اس کے بارے میں کیا کہیں گے کہ اسلام کیا کہتا ہے ان کے بارے میں؟
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. باپو, it's a very vast topic and we can speak for hours on end. But first of all, I think it's very important to understand the definition of husn akhlaq, good character, good manners. And although in the hadith the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned this is good character, this is good character, our predecessors mentioned this is good character. For example, Sayyidina Ali said feeding the people, staying away from impermissible things, spending on your family. Someone else said that it's the name of helping others when they're in difficulty, removing that difficulty. These are all, according to Imam Ghazali, not the definition of Husn Akhlaq, but the outcome of Husn Akhlaq. Imam Ghazali goes a bit deeper because he, obviously being Hujjatul Islam, he goes deeper and he says, if you want to define Husn Akhlaq, you will have to say that Husn Akhlaq is a quality attribute which is deeply embedded in the heart. It's deep in the heart. And what does it lead to? It leads to actions appearing easily, without any difficulty, without any thought. So for example, somebody with husn akhlaq show good manners to people without even thinking about it, because it's part of his nature. So for example, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, if a bakhil, a miserly person, stingy person, once in his lifetime, if he gives money to someone, doesn't make him somebody who has husn akhlaq. Why? Because it's not deep in his heart. It doesn't happen regularly. It's a one-off.
Okay.
Likewise, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, somebody who's very angry, he's about to burst, and he's about to do something aggressive, but he controls himself, we won't call that husn akhlaq as well. Why? Because there he has reached a stage where it could go either way.
Okay.
Husn akhlaq was that you don't let that thing affect you. For example, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, we have an example of him. Somebody said to him, fear Allah. If somebody said that to somebody today, he would react and say, who are you to tell me to fear Allah? Before he cools down and so might even happen, something might even happen.
And maybe if you have, nowadays you have some title, if you are a Chaudhary or if you are some committee member or some counselor, if somebody come and tell you this thing, then you straight away get aggressive.
Definitely. But Imam Azam rahmatullah showed here that he had husn akhlaq. Why? He didn't even react in a bad way. He just said, you're right, I should fear Allah. So something Imam Ghazali says happens automatically. It leaves your heart, it's good, and it's done easily. This is husn akhlaq. So this is the definition according to scholars. Somebody who has husn akhlaq, good character, he not only benefits himself, he benefits everybody who comes in contact with him. His family members, his parents, his children, his spouse, his relatives, his colleagues. Anywhere he goes, his husn akhlaq will benefit people. So
why is it important to adopt a good character?
This is
a good manners.
Another very interesting question, and we look to the hadith to learn the importance of this. In one hadith, Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his sahaba, man al muflis, who is the poor person? And the sahaba ikram answered exactly this way, that ya Rasulullah, the poor person, he doesn't have dirham, he doesn't have dinar. We would answer in the same way, maybe today as well. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighting the importance of husn akhlaq and saving yourself from su'ul akhlaq, bad manners, he said, the poor person is he from my ummah who, he will have performed worship, he will have done ibadat of Allah, but he would have swore at somebody, he would have hurt somebody, he would have slandered somebody. And on the day of judgment, the person he hurt will take his good deeds. And if he still does not fulfill their rights, then the other person's sins will be given to him. This is the first hadith highlighting the importance of good manners. Secondly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a woman was mentioned to him, that there is this woman, she does a lot of ibadat, she a lot of faraiz, nawafil, and she spends her time obeying and worshipping Allah in this manner, worshipping, physical worship. But she harms her neighbors, she causes harm to them. What do you say about her? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, she is someone who will be in the fire. Why? Because her ibadat was for Allah, but at the same time, Allah said, serve your neighbors, help your neighbors.
Allah.
She didn't do that. She hurt them. On the other hand, somebody, another woman was mentioned, that Ya Rasulullah, there is this woman who, she just about fulfills her obligations, her faraiz, just about fulfills, you know, her hukuk, her husband, etc. Nothing extra, but she is very good with her neighbors. What do you say about her, Ya Rasulullah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, she is a woman of paradise.
Allah.
Why? Because, okay, she performs just the faraiz. She just about fulfills her huquq. But she is not harming others. She's not harming her neighbor. So she's a woman of paradise. Like this, many, many ahadith the Prophet ﷺ spoke about, the most beloved to me and the most close to me on the Day of Judgment is the one who has the best character from amongst you. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, from all the reasons of people entering Jannah, biggest reason, taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq. Having fear of Allah and good character. It's showing the importance of adopting good character. We can't do without it. If someone says, oh, I'll just do worship, or I'll concentrate on learning about my beliefs, I don't want to give time to learn about husn akhlaq, he's in a very wrong situation. He needs to seek advice from scholars about how important husn akhlaq is in the life.
Hamare idhar to usko nek, pious and more piety one samajhte hain, he go to masjid, fajr time, zohar, maghrib, isha, he perform namaz, tahajjud as well, or phir roze bhi rakh raha hai, ramzan ke ilawa, rajab ke, shaban ke roze bhi rakh raha hai, zakat bhi de raha hai, lekin wo unke ghar wale darte hain, unke padosi darte hain, unko kehte hain, log kehte nahi bahut acha aadmi hai. Lekin ye jo aapne hadithe batayi iske mutabik ke hamare good manners bahut badh ke ye daawat islami ka madani card alhamdulillah is pe likha hai, kisi musalman ka dil khush karna jinon insaan ki ibadat se behtar hai.
Subhanallah
ye likhe ke musalman ka dil khush karna, how important to please other people as well, and to make happy other people, or help the other people. That's what the beauty of the Islam. Just in Islam, make kisi ki madad karne hajat rawai.
Subhanallah.
To bahut fazilat.
Subhanallah. Definitely. In one hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallahu fi auni al-abd, ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi." Allah will continue to help a person as long as he's helping his brother. Very, very important. But you were mentioning about how Islam covers everything, helping others. We don't read the Quran nowadays, sadly. We don't read it with tafsir, with reflection. Quran contains every single type of guidance. For example, if I just start to list the ayat, there are so many...
In a Quran as well, what does the Quran say about the character and the good character?
The Quran, Allahu Akbar, you'd be amazed, Bapu, that the Quran covers even how you walk. How you should speak, how you should go to somebody's house. For example, about parents, a big gift from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Do good to your parents. That doesn't mean just go and visit them one day, shower them with presents, don't see them for the rest of the year.
This nowadays, Father Day, Mother Day, Valentine Day, this day, we forgot about the Judgment Day, we forgot about the what the Islam say about parents. But here, that's the normal culture. One day, we just have a love for father and mother, and the once a year, we go with the flower, say, Mother Day, to ye ji, aapko phool de. Lekin Islam kuch aur kehta hai iske baare.
Islam says throughout your life,
Subhanallah.
Whether you're young, whether you grow older, whether you're independent, whether you've moved out, whether your parents are not that old, whether they've reached old age, in every situation, treatment, how you speak to them, how you listen to their commands, how you actually, the way you give time to others, are you giving time to them? So the Qurani ayats about parents are very vast.
That means that people misjudge and misunderstood our beautiful deen.
Definitely. There's no mutala, there's no reading, there's no seeking knowledge from the scholars. And because of this, people are going away. Likewise, spouse, wife, husband, wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahum. You are adornment, clothing for them, they are clothing for you. And the Mufassirin, they say what this means. When you wear clothes, you look beautiful. When you wear clothes, you look good. Like this, husband and wife should always cover the faults of each other. They should hide the defects of each other. Something that's not happening today, sadly. You're moving on, when you talk about neighbors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions whether that neighbor is someone who lives down the road, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَمْءِ, or he's the one who lives next door, or somebody who even sits with you for a moment, you're supposed to treat them well as well. So like this, when you read the Quran says, don't walk arrogantly on the earth. You will not tear the earth. You will not reach the mountains in height. The Quran talks about that your voice, be moderate in your walking and in your speech as well. Lower your voice. Then the Quran mentions how the worst of all voices is the voice of a donkey. And today, sadly, we hate to say it, but people believe unless they shout, unless they have their voices heard, they're not at peace. But Islam guides about every single thing. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Jaise aapne Madinipur suna hai, Islam har mamle mein guideline deta hai. The completely in is Islam. Islam mein kya hai? Ye jo hum manners ki baat kar rahe hain, Islam teach the manners how to eat, how to drink, how to sleep, how to walk, how to meet each other, how to treat your parents. Wo kya beautiful hadith hai na ke maa baap ko dekho to haj ka sawab.
Subhanallah.
Kya Islam ki kya beauty?
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Looking at your parents with the gaze of mercy.
Subhanallah.
With the gaze of mercy, it will lead to one accepted hajj. And the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what if we look many times, numerous times? So they wanted to check, will Allah reward us like that every single time? It's a very easy, profitable thing to do. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allahu Akbar wa Atiyah. Allah is most high, Allah is the greatest, Allah is most pure. He can give you the reward of a hajj every single time.
Masha, so this is also come in a good manner. Treat your parents in a good way. They have a dignity. They have a status. You should love your parents. Or ye bhi hai ki maa baap waqai maa baap agar naraaz hain to rab naraaz hai. Koshish kare ki maa baap ko izzat de, respect de. Ye bhi part of Islam hai. Aaj kuch aisa culture hai non muslimon ka jo musalmanon ne apnaya hua hai ki as soon as we become baligh adult, stand on our feet, we say goodbye to the parents. Old house bech dete hain ya apni life guzarte hain. Ye Islam ka tareeqa nahi hai. Meethe meethe Islami bhaiyo, apne walidain ki izzat karein, respect karein. Ye bhi Islam se ka har cheez Islam mein hai. Aapko idhar udhar jaane ki zarurat hi nahi hai. Aap kehte hain we follow the people who reach to the moon, but we follow the prophet who split the moon into two.
Subhanallah.
Hum to unko aapko daawat dete hain ki unko follow kare, unke manners ko kya kehte hain hamare aqa alaihi salatu wassalam ke manners ke bare mein. Wa inna qal ala quluqin azim. Quran mein baat farmana tha agar unke usne akhlaq ki baat ho taaki hamare wohi to hamare role model hai,
beshak
wohi to hamari guideline hai Islam ki, zarurat ki hamare aqa alaihi salatu wassalam to unke ko usne akhlaq ke kis tarah
ho. Bapu, you mentioned the ayat, that's sufficient, that's enough, but I will mention other things. But Allah says, oh beloved Habib, you are ala khuluqin azim, right at the peak, right at the height of good character. Then Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she was asked, what was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And her reply was so beautiful. She said, kana khuluquhul Qur'an. All the ayats that we are discussing, that we are mentioning, these were found in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he would treat his elders, how he would do shafqat upon the youngsters, how he would treat anyone who came in his company, in his presence, how he would treat them. They would leave with happiness. When they were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was the best moment for them. And there were such sahaba who would say, Ya Rasulullah, when we are not with you, we're stressed, we're worried, we're grief-stricken. This was the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the examples, the whole books have been written upon the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a perfect role model. Such a role model that everybody should follow. What's the lesson for us? Today, for the Muslims who live in Western countries where there's a minority Muslims, we have to show good character. This is a form of neki ki daawat. Amrun bil ma'ruf wa nahyun anil munkar. You are silently telling them about Islam by your character. Remember, non-Muslims, they don't look at our aqidah. They don't look at, did he study aqidah tahawiyah? Did he study Ummul Barahin? Did he study Bahari Shariyat? Did he study Fatawa Razia Sharif? They don't look at, is he reading his namaz properly? Is he fasting properly? Is he closing roza at the same right time? They look at one thing, and that's our character. So they're observing this.
Very good point.
And we as Muslims have to be very careful. Especially somebody from a religious background, he has to be even more careful as well.
MashaAllah.
Kisi ne kya khub kaha hai ki our manner should be so good that the one who sees us should say, if the slave of the Rasul are like that, then what's the character of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ye alam hai agar ghulamon ka to sarkar ka alam kya hoga hai? To hamara character aisa hona chahiye ki log kahe ki yaar ye ghulamon ka haal hai to aqa ki shaan kya hogi. Lekin iski problem kya hai Hafiz sahab, ki many people knows about that, the good characters and about the good company and about the blessings of all this, but they still in negligence. They still don't follow the good characters of the Islam and the people as well.
Yeah, so there's two types of people. Some people who know and they still don't act upon it. That's something that will work against them. On a whole scale, if you look at the Muslim Ummah in large, how many people are investing in learning about Deen? Very little. You know, people are busy picking up degrees, masters, PhDs, I want to become an expert in so-and-so field. But ask them, when was the last time you picked up an Islamic book? When was the last time you read about the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ? Don't know. They don't know which books to read. They don't know what to read, where to go. And this is one of the reasons for the decline. Another reason, because of the society we live in, it's all about me, individualism. So the philosophy that is given to the people is, you can walk on who you like, you can ensure you can do anything to anybody just to get to the top. And this is also one of the reasons. Another reason is, we've got the wrong role models. You know, some people have sports athletes as their role models, some people have musicians, some people have film actors. Whereas the Quran says your role model is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only one role model, the complete role model. He can guide you. Another reason, if you look at it, our elders complain that we didn't see this behavior from the youth when we were young. You know, we would respect our teachers, our parents, and nowadays we don't know what's happened to the children. But here there's a problem on both sides. How many parents sit with their children? How many parents teach them about manners? How many parents teach them that Islam says this about certain thing? The father's either out all day earning, saying that I'm earning for my children. This is enough for me. I'm doing it for my children. But has he spent time with them? Has he taught them? The Prophet ﷺ said, there's no better gift that a father can give to his child than the gift of good manners, good character. How many people are doing this? Then the mother, she's chatting away with the friends. Not everybody, but there is a problem. And she's also not doing the role that she's doing. We famously hear that if the woman is correct, if she's rectified herself, the whole khandan, the whole family, how many women are in that situation? Then, tarbiyat, it all boils down to tarbiyat. How many interaction do we have with scholars, the ulama? Do we ask them about what does Islam say about getting angry? What does Islam say about not deceiving others? What does Islam say about lying? And it all boils down to not committing to seeking knowledge. If you say to someone, aid the deen, they say, okay, take £1,000. Take the money, but I can't give time. But the problem is that we're not giving time, we're not reading, we're not studying. How are we going to better ourselves? So if someone's got money, him giving money, he thinks, chutkara, that's it, I've done my
best. Let's go, brothers, for spend some time in the masjid. Take some money, do dua for me. वो खाना खिला देना और वो हमारे लिए दुआ करवा देना, ये भी एक अच्छी बात है. लेकिन दीन कुर्बानी मांगता है, सेक्रीफाइस मांगता है, वक्त मांगता है. अब आपने आज तक बच्चे को बैठ के कुछ सुन्नत ही नहीं सिखाई, फिर आप बोलोगे यार बच्चा मेरी सुनता नहीं है, तो बच्चा क्या सुनता है? तो आप खुद गौर कर लें कि हमने अपने बच्चे की तरबियत क्या की है. बच्चा क्या देख रहा है? योर चिल्ड्रन नीड योर टाइम मोर देन योर मनी. वी आर अर्निंग फॉर आवर चिल्ड्रन, बट सैड थिंग इज वी डोंट हैव टाइम फॉर आवर चिल्ड्रन. तो जब बच्चे के लिए वक्त ही नहीं है तो उस कमाने का फायदा क्या? वो बच्चा फिर किसी और डगर पे चलता है, फिर बाद में कहता है यार मेरा बच्चा मेरे हाथ से निकल गया. फिर आप तावीजात वाले के चक्कर लगाते हैं, फिर कोई जाली बाबा मिल जाता है, फिर आए दिन कहानियां होती हैं आपके सामने सारा कुछ. वजह क्या है कि इफ पेरेंट्स स्टार्ट गिविंग टाइम टू द चिल्ड्रन, देन द सोसाइटी विल चेंज इंशाल्लाह सून. लेकिन अगर हम क्या करते हैं, हम पैसे बनाने में लगे हुए, तो अब वो क्या होगा कि बच्चे पे तवज्जो नहीं है. तो सबसे इंपॉर्टेंट, अपने बच्चे पे तवज्जो रखें. आज के जो हालात हैं अच्छे नहीं है. बच्चे जो नेट के ऊपर ओपन बैठे हैं, आज अगर पता चल जाए कि बाहर जो है कोई आउटसाइड कोई क्रिमिनल्स आए हुए हैं, कोई गैंगस्टर आए हुए हैं, वी ट्राई टू लॉक आवर डोर्स, वी ट्राई टू सिट इन आवर हाउस. कोई वायरस फैला हुआ है, वी ट्राई टू सेव आवर चिल्ड्रन एवरीबडी. बट ऑन द इंटरनेट, ऑन द सोशल मीडिया, देयर आर थाउजेंड्स ऑफ गैंगस्टर्स, क्रिमिनल्स, दे आर वेटिंग फॉर अस. हमारे बच्चों के लिए, हमारे लिए, हमारे जो बच्चे नेट पर बैठते हैं, फिर क्या होता है मेरे मीठे सलाम भाई? ओनली यू यू कैन हेल्प योर चिल्ड्रन, ओनली यू कैन प्रोटेक्ट द चिल्ड्रन, ओनली यू कैन सेव योर चिल्ड्रन बाय गिविंग देम योर टाइम. सिर्फ वक्त, आप आकर सोशल मीडिया पे आप वक्त भी नहीं देते, मसला भी यही है. कहते हैं हम वक्त दे रहे हैं, आप वक्त बच्चों के साथ बैठ के टीवी को देखते हैं या फिल्म को देखते हैं या गाने को दे रहे होते. वक्त असल में क्या देना है? वक्त वो देना है जिससे आखिरत बेहतर होती हो. वक्त बच्चों को, फैमिली को देने का मकसद, मतलब ये है कि आप बैठकर कोई हदीस बताएं, कोई कुरान की बात करें, कोई अच्छे मैनर्स की बात करें, कोई ब्यूटी ऑफ इस्लाम की बात करें. ये है वक्त देना. हम कहते हैं हम आपको वक्त नहीं दे सकते मौलाना साहब, हम फैमिली को देते हैं. अगर आप फैमिली को सही वक्त देते हैं तो भी हम आपको सलाम करेंगे. लेकिन प्रॉब्लम यह है कि आप फैमिली को बैठकर, साथ बैठकर टीवी को वक्त देते हैं, आप सही बैठकर फैमिली को वक्त नहीं देते. क्या कहते हैं हाफिज साहब, ऐसे ही है आजकल?
We expect miracles, but we're not going in the right direction to
पैसा दे दो बस अपनी जान छूट जाए, हमें कुछ कुछ ना करना पड़े, पैसा ले दो मौलाना साहब, दुआ कर देना, मैं मस्जिद में आने को तैयार नहीं, मैं कुछ नहीं, दैट्स नॉर्मल हैप्पी लाइफ. ओके, इफ आवर मदरसा फिनिश नियरली अबाउट 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock मगरिब नमाज और ईशा नमाज और एनी नमाज 7 o'clock, पेरेंट्स वेट आउटसाइड, फादर स्टिल सिटिंग इन द कार, या तो कुछ बुक पढ़ रहा होगा या नेट पर होगा, बच्चे को बोलेगा इसको नमाज पढ़ के भेजना. अरे अल्लाह के बंदे, आप भी मस्जिद में आ जाते, बच्चा देखता मेरा वालिद नमाज पढ़ता है तो बच्चा भी नमाजी बनता. लेकिन सैड स्टोरी क्या है, नमाज का वक्त है, पेरेंट्स बाहर बच्चे को गाड़ी में लेने तो आते हैं मदरसे से, लेकिन अंदर आकर मस्जिद में जो है वो फादर जो है वो नमाज पढ़ने को तैयार नहीं. फिर कहते हैं यार हमारा बच्चा ठीक रास्ते पर नहीं है, हमारा बच्चा आपको फॉलो करता है, बच्चा देखता है कि घर में क्या हो रहा है. तो बच्चा देखता मस्जिद में 1-2 घंटे के लिए आता है, मदरसे में 8-10 घंटे वो आपके साथ घर में गुजार रहा है, फिर 6 घंटे स्कूल का माहौल है. आप मुझे बता, को फूटी स्टेट मशीन तो है नहीं मस्जिद के मौलाना के पास, इधर से डाली तो बच्चा नेक बन के निकल आया. आप मदनी चैनल पे देखते ही है माशाल्लाह बच्चे किस कदर तरबियत है, ये इनके वालदैन का असर है, इनके वालदैन बच्चों की घर में जो है तरबियत करते हैं तो माशाल्लाह बच्चे भी अच्छे निकलते हैं. अल्लाह हमारे बच्चों को अच्छे कैरेक्टर अपनाने की तौफीक, बल्कि हमें सबसे पहले जो इस्लाम ने बताया कि हाउ वी शुड बी, कि हमें कैसा एक मुसलमान होना चाहिए. तो अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हाफिज साहब ने बहुत अच्छे मदनी फूल दिए. मजीद हाफिज साहब क्या कहते हैं कि हमें मजीद बेहतरी के लिए,
the parent, we know now that children from a young age, they just look at their parents as their ideals. They're very close with their mother and father. Whatever the mother and father doing, this is correct. There's a famous example, you've heard it, I've heard it, that somebody knocks on the door. And the parents at that time don't really want to open the door. So they say to the child, go and say to the person at the door that my mom's not in. The child being innocent, he goes to the door and says, my mom said that she's not in. And when he says that, the person at the door finds out straight away that the mother's lying. She's inside. She's told her son to go and say this. She's teaching her children to lie from a young age. The father as well, if the parent, if the child sees his father doing wrong things, gambling, different things in society that are going wrong, bad characteristics, and he's going to adopt them. So it's very important that parents become mubalighin, the mother and the father. They make sure that nothing wrong comes from us, and tomorrow if our child does something wrong, he can't say, mom and dad, I learnt it from you. No. So the parents have to be perfect role models in the home as well.
SubhanAllah. So it means the good manners are a source of get the closeness to the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well-mannered people are perfect believers. And it's mentioned, good manners are an excellent method to win the heart of others. Even the enemy become the friend if you are a good manner person. By virtue of the blessing of the good manners, one does not face difficulties in making individual effort. Children also attain the fruits of the blessings of the good manners. Aur ye bhi hai ki good manners ki wajah se non-Muslim jo hai, wo Islam kabool karte hain. Mere meethe meethe Islami bhaiyo, bure akhlaq, ab sab kuch bure akhlaq ke baare mein bataenge, bure akhlaq ke kya asraat hote hain. बुरे अखलाक जैसे इसका ऑपोजिट हो गया ना इस्लाम, व्हाट इस्लाम से अबाउट मैनर्स, सो देयर इज मैनर्स, गुड मैनर्स एंड बैड मैनर्स. बैड मैनर्स के हवाले से
आई डिड मेंशन अ फ्यू अहदीस इन दिस रिगार्ड, हाउ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड अबाउट द वुमन हु हैड बैड मैनर्स दैट शी इज इन द फायर, एंड अबाउट हाउ अ पर्सन विल बी बैंक्रप्ट ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट इफ ही हार्म्स अदर्स इवन दो ही इज परफॉर्मिंग इबादत. वन अनदर हदीस वेयर द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड 3 times ही टुक अ कसम एंड ओथ, वल्लाहि वल्लाहि वल्लाहि, that person is not a believer. And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, who are you referring to? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the overview of the hadith, that the one whose evil other people are not safe from. Meaning people avoid him because of his evil, his bad character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wallahi, 3 times took a qasam, oath on Allah, that he is not a believer. So you can imagine somebody today who day and night he's showing bad character, and at the same time he thinks, I'm having my way. I'm showing bad character, but I'm still benefiting. He's benefiting maybe momentarily. If he does something wrong to someone and he achieves what he wanted, it's momentarily. He may think he's got away with it. But on the day of judgment, when his account is open, when Ahkamul Hakimeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes account, there's no running away. So bad character only leads to bad. Just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that lying is a bad habit and it leads to the hellfire. Like this, all bad habits will eventually lead to the ghazab, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important that Muslims, one thing I'd like to add, that religious people, sometimes the community, they see anybody with a beard, or a turban, and they think he's a scholar, or we should follow him. And maybe they shouldn't do that as well, but they're innocent in this regard. They think he goes to the masjid, he must be a good person. So when that person does something wrong, the public become badzan. Like, oh, why did he do that for? We thought. Then they become distant from the deen as well. They say, if that's Islam, if that's what Islam's teaching the person to do, I might as well not practice it as well. So somebody who's got a religious affiliation, he has to be even more careful. Every Muslim has to. Every Muslim who has iman, he has to look at his character. But somebody who is looked up to in the community, religious figure, he has more responsibility as well.
SubhanAllah, mashallah. If you want to adopt a good character, try to join Dawat Islami and listen the bayanat of Amir al-Sunnat, read the books of Amir al-Sunnat, Maktabatul Madina, and is beautifully mentioned in Mukhtalif Rasail of Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma as well. MashaAllah, Mujaddid-e-Din o-Millat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alayhi Rahmatul Mannan, mentioned a lot about this as well. Aur unke apne character ki bhi, MashaAllah, kya baat hai, Ala Hazrat ki hai, MashaAllah, the log دور دور سے آتے تھے اور متاثر ہوتے تھے. That's the beauty of the Islam. اچھا کریکٹر میٹھی میٹھی اسلام بھائیوں بہت اثر رکھتا ہے. ایک پیاری حدیث ہے, پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, the beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said, good manners melt sins in a way as water melts the ice, and bad manners spoil deeds as vinegar spoil the honey. میرے میٹھے میٹھے اسلام بھائیو, اب آپ غور کریں کہ کیا میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا, اچھے اخلاق گناہ کو اس طرح پگھلا دیتے ہیں جس طرح پانی برف کو پگھلا دیتی ہے, اور برے اخلاق, بیڈ مینرز, عمل کو ایسے خراب کر دیتے ہیں جیسے سرکہ شہد ہنی کو خراب کر دیتا ہے. بد اخلاقی نحوست ہے, از اے کرس. بد اخلاق خود بھی بد عملی میں مبتلا ہوتا ہے اور دوسری بد عملیوں کا بھی ذریعہ بنتا ہے. جھوٹ, خیانت, وعدہ خلافی سب بد اخلاقی کی شاخیں ہیں. بد اخلاقی آپس کے اختلاف کا باعث ہے. بد اخلاقی آپس میں بغض, حسد, جیلسی جو ہوتی ہے ان کو پیدا کر, جدائیاں, سیپریشن کر دیتا ہے. یہ سارے بیڈ مینرز کی وجہ سے ہوتے ہیں. بد اخلاقی سے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے پناہ طلب فرمائی ہے. بد اخلاقی اور بد زبانی سے اللہ پاک ناراض ہوتا ہے. بد اخلاقی کے سبب گاہک دکاندار کے پاس آتے ہوئے, یہ بھی کامن ہے کہ جو شاپ کیپر جو ہوتا ہے جو منہ بھلا کے رکھتا ہے اور بالکل بد اخلاق, بیڈ مینرز کا ہوگا, نہ کسی کو پوچھے گا نہ کچھ کرے گا, دے ڈونٹ گو ٹو دی شاپ. بھلے وہ سستا بھی بیچ رہا ہو, لیکن اف یو لک کہ کچھ شاپوں پہ رش ہوتا ہے کہ وہاں کے جو سیل کرنے والا ہوتا ہے نا شاپ کیپر, اس کا اخلاق اچھا ہوتا ہے, وہ مسکرا کر ٹریٹ کرتا ہے. آپ کہتا ہے یار بھلے سودا مہنگا دیتا ہے, ملتا تو اچھے طریقے سے نا. تو آپ خود غور کر لیں کہ ہمارا کریکٹر کس طرح. بلکہ یہ بھی ہے کہ بد اخلاقی اگر انسانی فارم میں, انسانی شکل میں ہوتی تو وہ بہت برا آدمی ہوتا. اسی طرح اللہ کے نزدیک سب سے بڑی برائی برے اخلاق ہیں. بے شک ام موڈیسٹی, بے حیائی اور بد اخلاقی کا, بیڈ مینرز کا اسلام سے کسی چیز کوئی تعلق نہیں ہے. اسی طرح بد اخلاقی کی نیکی کی دعوت میں سب سے بڑی رکاوٹ ہے. بد اخلاقی کی نحوست دو خاندانوں میں جدائی یعنی کہ سیپریشن ڈال دیتی ہے. بد اخلاقی کی نحوست قریب ہونے والوں کو دور کر دیتی ہے. بد اخلاقی ایک گناہ سے توبہ کرتا ہے یہ, لیکن پھر دوسرے گناہوں میں گرفتار ہو جاتا ہے. بلکہ میٹھے میٹھے اسلامی بھائیوں, آخر میں بڑی پیاری بات لکھی ہے, بد اخلاق شخص کو بار بار ناکامیوں کا سامنا کرنا پڑتا ہے. الغرض, بد اخلاقی کثیر برائیوں کا مجموعہ اور دنیا اور آخرت میں ہلاکت و بربادی کا سبب. اللہ عز و جل سب مسلمانوں کو برے اخلاق کی نحوست سے محفوظ فرمائے. آمین. بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ان ایوری سلسلہ ول گیو یو ون ریمیڈی انشاءاللہ, ایک روحانی علاج, اسپریچول کیور انشاءاللہ آپ کو بتائیں گے. تو دیکھتے رہیے گا پورا سلسلہ.
Lastly, I'd like to say that a Muslim is a Muslim everywhere. He's not just a Muslim in the home. He's not just a Muslim at work, amongst his friends. This is a problem today. Somebody is very good with his friends, comes home and is a different person, and he's causing issues and problems. Or he might be very good at home. He's good to his children, his wife. When he goes to his parents, he's totally different, different person. So like this, Islam and a Muslim has to be the same everywhere. There shouldn't be a tazad. There shouldn't be a difference in his character with different people. Because the deen is an-nusru li kulli muslimin. This is a well-wishing khair-khwai for everybody.
یہ بھی آج کل ایک عجیب مسئلہ, مولانا صاحب پیسے لے لو, فلمیں ڈرامے نہیں چھوڑیں گے, گناہ نہیں چھوڑیں گے. This is not the اسلام سے کم complete in the fold of Islam. وہ قرآنی آیت ہے نا کہ
یا ایھا الذین آمنوا ادخلوا فی السلم کافہ,
اسلام میں پورے داخل ہو جاؤ, اور don't follow the footstep of شیطان, because he is your open enemy. آج اگر یہ جو برائیاں ہیں, یہ کون ہیں, ये शैतान के नक्शे कदम पे चलने का अंजाम है। मेरे मीठे मीठे इस्लाम, हमें तो मुस्तफा करीम के नक्शे कदम पे चलने का हुक्म दिया गया, हमें तो इस्लाम की बातों पे अमल करने का हुक्म दिया गया है। तो अल्लाह ताला हमें हुस्ने अखलाक का पैकर बनाए, अच्छी बातें अपनाने की अल्लाह ताला हमें तौफीक अता फरमाए, और अल्लाह ताला हमें बुरों की सोबत से बचाए। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल, ब्यूटीफुल मदनी फूल फ्रॉम द मुबल्लिग दावत इस्लाम, इन द एंड इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल इज अ मदनी फूल स्पिरिचुअल क्योर फॉर यू। नाउडेज़ पीपल feeling pain, illnesses in the body, is mentioned whoever recite 111 times
ya salamu ya salamu ya salamu,
and then performing dam, blow on an ill person, inshallah azza wajal will provide him relief from the pain, inshallah azza wajal. So remember again
ya salamu ya salamu
111 times, start and end, recite durud e pak on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah azza wajal try to do dam on that person. Dam mean usko phook maare jaate dam karna hota hai, to blow karna hota hai, to inshallah azza wajal iski barkat se uski bimari bhi dur hogi. Allah taala hum sab ki madad farmaye, hame acche character apnane ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu taala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The complete religion, Islam, the complete religion.